Revelation chapter 18. After these things I saw another angel coming down out of heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illumined with his glory. And he cried with a strong voice, saying, Fallen, fallen is Babylon the great, and she has become a dwelling place of demons, and a hold of every unclean spirit, and a hold of every unclean and hateful bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the fury of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich by the power of her luxury. And I heard another voice out of heaven, saying, Come out of her, my people, that you do not participate in her sins, and that you do not receive her plagues. For her sins have accumulated up to heaven, and God has remembered her unrighteousnesses. Pay her back even as she has paid, and double to her double according to her works. In the cup which she has mixed, mix to her double. As much as she has glorified herself and lived luxuriously, as much torment and sorrow give to her. For she says in her heart, I sit a queen, and I am not a widow, and I shall by no means see sorrow. Therefore in one day her plagues will come, death and sorrow and famine, and she will be utterly burned with fire, for the Lord God who judges her is strong. And the kings of the earth, who have committed fornication and lived luxuriously with her, will weep and lament over her when they see the smoke of her burning. Standing afar off, because of fear of her torment, saying, Woe, woe, the great city, Babylon, the strong city, for in one hour your judgment has come. And the merchants of the earth weep and mourn over her because no one buys their cargo any more, cargo of gold and silver and precious stone and pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and every kind of thyine wood and every vessel of ivory and every vessel of most precious wood and brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and amomum and incense and ointment and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and cattle and sheep and cargo of horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. And the ripe fruits of your soul's lust have gone away from you, and all the sumptuous and splendid things have perished from you, and men will find them no more at all. The merchants of these things, who became rich by her, will stand afar off because of the fear of her torment, weeping and mourning, saying, Woe, woe, the great city, which was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet, and gilded with gold and precious stone and pearl. For in one hour such great wealth has become desolate. And every ship captain and everyone sailing to a place and sailors and all who work on the sea stood afar off and cried out, seeing the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like the great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried out, weeping and mourning, saying, Woe, woe, the great city, by which all those who have ships on the sea became rich from her wealth. For in one hour she has become desolate. Be glad over her, O heaven and saints and apostles and prophets, because God has judged judgment for you upon her. And a strong angel took up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, Thus will Babylon, the great city, be thrown down with violence and shall be found no more at all. And the sound of harp singers and musicians and flutists and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in you, and no craftsman of any craft shall be found any more at all in you, and the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in you, and the light of a lamp shall shine no more at all in you, and the voice of bridegroom and bride shall be heard no more at all in you. For your merchants were the great ones of the earth, for by your sorcery all the nations were deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all who have been slain on the earth.